Track 12, Claimed by the Sea. Polly Crosby's new novel, The Unravelling, is set on an island off the coast of Norfolk, drawing on her love of the sea with lyrical intensity.
An unsettling atmosphere washes in and out with the tides. Something terrible has happened on the island, and the wild beauty of the coast has a troubling undertow. Tartalin is hired to catch butterflies for an elderly woman who lives on a semi-fictional island just off the Norfolk coast. A story of a life devoted to collecting and studying butterflies flows alongside suggestions of strange mutations and mermaids, submerged mysteries and memories. Drenched in secrets, the geography of sand dunes and shingle spits, concrete bunkers and blast shelters is inspired by Suffolk's Orford Ness. Orford Ness was used in the 20th century by the military, and I love this idea of mankind making the land there its own and the scars still being left there after they've left, said Polly Crosby of Upper Stoke near Norwich, who grew up in nearby Warbiswick. The Unravelling pulls in landscapes she's loved all her life. Polly calls her island Donholland, from the Dutch name for Doggerland, which once joined Norfolk to Holland. I like to change things, start with something real and then twist it to make it my own, she said. In The Unravelling, the young woman hired to hunt for butterflies is soon searching for clues about what happened to her employer, Marianne, and the island many decades ago. Tugging at loose threads in Marianne's house, in the people she meets, beneath the shifting sand and the surrounding sea, she pieces together a mesmerising story of tragedy, romance, loss, betrayal, and healing. Polly's writing is fluid and poetic, the dual timeline plot ebbing and flowing between Marianne's childhood and old age, throwing up tidelines of Tartalin's past too. The story is of butterflies and silkworms, of flying free and being pinned, of characters and landscapes concealing layer upon layer of tightly wound secrets, which eventually unspool in a series of dramatic metamorphoses, both actual and metaphorical. Repeating patterns of time and plot are as symmetrical as a butterfly, with an emotional and stunningly written denouement, which reveals life can be as fleeting. Polly has her own remarkable story. She was the first baby in the world to be diagnosed with cystic fibrosis with the heel prick test. Born in Ipswich in 1980, she was 3 months old when her parents were told their third daughter would not live beyond childhood. But thanks to huge medical advances, she's now 41, married, and a mother. She's won scholarships and prizes for her writing and also works as an artist and jewellery maker. Polly had a happy childhood, despite the shadow hanging over it and the chest infections, hospital stays and regime of physiotherapy, nebulizers and intravenous antibiotics which kept her alive. It's always made me want to push to do things quickly as possible and plan ahead in the hope that I'll get things done while I'm well enough, she said. Too ill to stay at university, she returned home and wrote her first unpublished novel at just 19. Almost two decades later, she won a scholarship place on the renowned University of East Anglia creative writing course. Her first published novel, The Illustrated Child, was called A Classic in the Making and an extraordinary debut. Polly met her husband as she moved house in Norwich. I locked myself out by mistake, and the only person I knew in the area was this nice antiques dealer that I'd met the day before because I wanted to buy some furniture. I thought I'd go and say hello to him and tell him my predicament, she said. I told him what had happened and he said, I'm just about to go to Southwold for chips and a walk on the beach. Do you want to come? And I got into this unknown man's van and the rest is history. The couple now have a 14-year-old son. The Unravelling draws on Polly's own childhood by the sea. I'm very much a sea swimmer and I love just looking at the sea too. I love how it changes minute by minute. The sea's in my blood and always will be. And now that I'm in Norfolk, I'm always at Norfolk beaches, said Polly. I love Sea Pawling and Winterton, those huge stretches of sand and vast skies. This summer I swam at Horsey and young seals were really inquisitive. I think they thought I was a seal. I feel very lucky in many ways, she said. Having CS has made me seek out the wonderful in the mundane. And there is so much wonderful in my life. The Unravelling by Polly Crosby is published by HarperCollins.